Welcome back to the second hour of In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and we just listened to the John Moore Show of September 13th, 2017. His amazing guest was Jim McCanney, and he has a website. It's J.M. McCanney, C-A-N-N-E-Y, science.com. J.M. McCanney, science.com. I had not heard of him before. That was my first exposure to him. His background sounds absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad that John Moore had him on and I got a chance to hear him. You know, RBN has so many wonderful hosts and wonderful interviews. It is impossible for us hosts to hear them all. So I kind of wish I would have a whole week to do nothing but listen to each show and get a better feel for what these hosts are talking about and what their focus is on. You're not going to get this on other networks, people. This is just, to me, amazing. I was unaware that they had laser technology that they were using to manipulate hurricanes, to move them in different directions and guide them where they wanted to go. I did not know that. I knew about the weapons that they used, the low-frequency weapons that could create earthquakes. I had listened to interviews that Brooks Agnew had done, because he apparently was in on the beginning of that technology, but I did not know about these laser weapons. I mean, if you combine that with the actual HAARP weapons and the weather modification companies that are creating droughts and they're creating floods and they're moving rain around. We haven't had normal weather. In fact, my friend that some of the listeners were familiar with, Mike Castle, he was telling me that he became aware of this in the late 90s, that we haven't had normal weather for more than a decade, that they have been manipulating the weather. And it's just mind-blowing. I mean, how much more carnage can they cause? They are absolutely destroying the environment between the toxic chemicals and the weather manipulation. Obviously, these people want to control all life on planet Earth, and they're going to use these nefarious weapons in an attempt to achieve that goal. What was neat, and this is an interesting phenomenon, how the people in Florida, many of them did not leave. So that makes me ponder. If we do not fall prey to their fear campaign, if we do not allow them to make us fearful and make us run, can our consciousness actually have enough power to block their nefarious agendas? And I'd like the listeners to think about that. In other words, can we take their power away with our positive thoughts and our consciousness? Can we neutralize these weapons? I mean, that's an interesting topic to think of. Okay, callers, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And we do have a caller. We have Joyce from Chicago. Good evening, Joyce.
Good evening, Al. Stellar delivery by Professor McCanney, and thank you to the RBN Network and Liberty Man for it, John Moore.
Yes.
I'd like to take another level and present it to you and your listeners. We are under a radiated environment totally in this world. And it's known by one of the names is Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, like a scale. You can tune it to a frequency resonance vibration to impact a delivery. And I want to draw attention to within that spectrum is a smart, S-M-A-R-T technology, which means It's the specialized military adapted receiver transmitter. And this is a weapon. A cell phone is an application to a weapon in the wrong hands, and also not too very healthy in a biological sense. You can be very they can be very dangerous depending how on where you place them in your person or in your environment. But you brought up last week Title 50, or no, you didn't. I'm sorry, my dear. Public Law 105-85.
Yes.
November 8th, 1997.
Right.
And I first heard this technology prior to that date. It was by the late Captain Joyce Riley.
Uh-huh.
And I did take heed because we went over to Iraq and used these weapons on the elite Republican Guard of Saddam Hussein, who walked around in the desert, couldn't even find their weapons because the scalar technology was tuned to the brain wave frequencies to to immobilize the elite Republican Guard. And that was just a test because they did bring it home to the United States, and it was applied on November 8th, 1997.
This is nefarious. I have to wonder, Joyce, have you comprehended or pondered, is this all coming from these gangsters and their corporations and the scientists that they hire, or do you believe there's an off-planet component involved in all of this?
I think it's all the above. Everything that you said, because anything's possible at this level.
Yeah.
I just wanted to maybe share something with you, because with your legal background, is who can take the beginning of the crack in the dam, who can we set as responsible and cause this crack in the dam that's going to release all the water and drown the culprits. When they first brought this to the public, they chose the Animal Control Agency as the agency that was going to be told that the human population was going to be tested, and the 30-day warning was presented to that agency, knowing full well that the next year, this is intent with a crime in progress, with intent to not have the funding for that agency to be an agency anymore after 1997.
Wow.
Now, how do you prove intent? The only thing I can are the dates on the patents, you know.
Intent doesn't really help us here. Remember, we're in UCC. UCC. So the question is, did we consent or did we not consent? And I have seen that question raised, and I have been pondering that, because once they put it in the public law, which they did, and in theory, in fact, that is putting their program, their intentions, into a public forum. Okay, so now we're public law. In theory, they could say, we told all Americans when we published in the Federal Register this public law. And then in their world, they could say the Americans did not deny consent. They did not say no. They just acquiesced. They just said nothing. They went silent. And in their world, acquiescence is consent.
Yes.
So the question then comes back to, okay, let's say we're now aware. Now, how do we deny our consent? And I've been pondering that, and you're welcome to jump in and tell me what you think, because this is kind of a new way of looking at it. Who originally was given permission to do experimentation on human subjects? And initially, if you read that public law, it was the Department of Defense. Now, the Department of Defense is up to their eyeballs in this, as you know. They are probably not the only entity up to their eyeballs in it, but they are one of them. But they are a corporation, right? Right. So how do we communicate, and can we communicate in a large number to that corporation, Department of Defense, and say we are living flesh and blood men and women and we deny our consent? I'm not sure it would do any good, because I think corruption has swept into the system as well, even though I know for sure that it's all running under uniform commercial code. I was on John's show one day this week, and he was reading from Melvin Stamper's chapter 12 from his book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. And Melvin Stamper makes the point in many locations in his book that the United States is a corporation, and the form of law in our courtrooms is the Uniform Commercial Code. Well, it just so happened that my husband went to the senior citizens discussion group on Tuesday, and there were judges running for office. And they came in to kind of give a little spiel about, you know, who they are, trying to get votes, basically. And my husband asked him, he said, what form of law is in our courtrooms today? And they all, like several of them, said, well, it's the Uniform Commercial Code. And they all nodded. What's so interesting is the general population doesn't know that, but the judges acted as if this is common knowledge. And of course, we all know it's Uniform Commercial Code. So if you go back and you look at the general provisions of Uniform Commercial Code, then we start to say, did we get notice or knowledge? Did we consent? Have we denied our consent? And this public law, where they told us they were going to do experimentation on human subjects and using agents, and there would be death, there'd be environmental death. Apparently, the public missed it. If some legal beagle caught it and attempted to deny consent, I'd love to know about it. But as it stands, I'm not aware that anybody ever did deny their consent to this nightmare. How about that for a can of worms?
That is a can of worms.
I know.
It doesn't seem to have an end.
Well, no. I mean, that again, when you move in a new kind of government and a new kind of legal system, and you don't tell the public about it, right?
Right.
So we scratch our head and we try to figure out what can we do within their legal system to hold them accountable. And that is going to be a horrific challenge. It would be nice if there are a lot of lawyers listening to this and they'd start to see the problem that they have created by moving our legal system into Uniform Commercial Code without telling the public, and how difficult it's going to be to make government accountable because of it.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, but thank you for calling in, and I am kind of aware of what you were saying. You know, Joyce, I don't know if you've tried to get your family to give up on the cell phone. I tried that with my family, and I've had no success.
They've ostracized me, even my friends, so I live on an island. You know, they don't even want to hear it.
I know. They want their toys, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And
yeah, well, thank you.
They can't understand that these toys were not given to them to enhance their life.
Yes. I just wanted to just ask you, with your expertise, Animal Control Agency within the corporation, okay? And that was the agency that was first given this information of 30-day warning. An agency that wasn't going to survive the following year.
Wow.
And I thought there might be some technicality that might, help us out in balancing the responsibility somehow on them instead of...
Well, you know, again, the corporation, they could not put this liability. The only liability they could put on the animal control group is is the legal fiction person. Remember, that's another agency, which is another arm of the corporation. And all those rules and regulations and all of that are UCC, and they don't apply to living men and women. So it doesn't really matter that that agency is gone. I mean, we've still got the problem that they are executing all this against the legal persons. And in their world, they don't acknowledge living men and women. And that's the that is one of the big problems why they get by with this. It's just a legal person. It's a one-man corporation. It's a fiction. And unless more people wake up and they do their notice of condition precedent and bring themselves back to the status of being a living man or woman, I don't see why these people can't go on forever like this.
How does a war crime take place in a territory of Belgium through the United Nations? I just don't know, and I just want to throw that out if it gives somebody some insight.
Yeah.
Because this is definitely a crime against all of humanity.
It is.
Well,
it is.
I want to relinquish my line, Hunman. Maybe somebody else can have some insight into it. And thank you so much, Al.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, yeah, we do have another caller. Roxanne's from Texas. Good evening, Roxanne.
Good evening to all. I want to get you way back. When George Washington was leaving office, they put up a bill or whatever they want to call it, but a bill to us these days to limit funding the military. He vetoed it. So this is a long time. Then, because I live in Houston, I've been through hurricanes for, since 1980. And
wow.
When people are supposed to evacuate, and we saw this in Rita here, it took people, College Station type places, sort of inland, it took people 14 hours to get to that place. That's a three-hour drive normally. And like you heard Mr. McCaney say, or Professor McCaney say, you know, the 8 hours and they don't take the back roads. Anywho.
Yeah, it's almost it's set up to create failure. It's set up to create chaos, and it's not set up to succeed. Isn't that what you've seen?
Absolutely, and it's all the time. It isn't just one hurricane. It's all of
right.
them.
Right. It's true.
Just all of them.
Right.
And then I want to go to George Bush real quick because we were talking, or you mentioned something. Can we take him down with our spiritual or our whatever kind of genre you were going down? But I
consciousness.
Consciousness. That's the word. And I drove on and off for 12 years while George Bush was VP and president when he'd come to town motorcade, and I had the White House staff. And we had this place, this area in the hotel where he would stay, called the down room type thing. And when he came in the very first time, I remember, it was like when
Hold on, Roxanne. We're going to go to a break and finish that when we get back. Thanks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back to Defense of Humanity. Roxanne, do you want to go finish what you were saying?
Yes, ma'am. I think I was at the point where George Bush would come into the downtime room, and he looked at me the very first time. This is, gosh, in the 80s, and he put his eyes straight to the ground. So when you said, can we alter their conscience, I say, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think we can,
because
too.
He never looked at me in the eyes again, and I was on that thing for quite a few years when he would come to town. It was volunteer. And then the last thing I want to say...
Go ahead.
Oh, the last thing I want to say is I thank you for your lateral thinking about this issue of weather modification, because some of the hosts are very reluctant or frightened or I don't know what, but I thank you for being that person.
Thank you. That is so nice. Thank you. Well, if people had listened this week and John read that chapter 12, I know we have other callers, but I'm hoping they're not calling in to tell me that they can't do this because of the Constitution, and this is against the Constitution and all of that. Please go online. You can get Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. It's a free PDF. Somebody loaded the whole thing up, and read chapter 12, which is what John read this past week. He read all of it, and Melvin explains what happened to the Constitution and how constitutional arguments are not going to win. They don't hear them in court. They're not going to win on any level unless they're in the mood to throw us a bone. I doubt they would be throwing us a bone on this topic, however. But I'm just warning the callers, let's not go backward every week. What we're trying to figure out is how to deal with this corporate commercial government that we've got. We can pretend that they don't have any right to be doing what they're doing. That's all well and good. However, this is the system that we find ourselves in. This is the system we have to try to find an avenue to make some sense and to put some accountability in there. And for the very least, at the very least, we need to find a way to say no, to deny our consent to all these horrific programs. Okay. All right, Patrick England, are you there? Is this Patrick England?
Yes.
Patrick, are you from England?
Yes, I'm actually in England now, basically.
Oh, well, great.
I do listen to RBN from time to time, and I actually do listen to, sometimes if I've been at home, John Moore's program, and certainly a few years ago I used to listen to it a lot, and Professor James McCanney was quite a regular guest that he had on. I'm not sure that some of the stuff that John Moore is extremely interesting. Some other stuff, like the Planet X thing, was just going on and on and on, and that can be a bit of a red herring, I think, sometimes. But, no, I just thought I'd let you know that the climate engineering, the weather modification, that's big over here in England and in Europe. I mean, our skies are constantly whited out.
Wow.
You get some semblance of a blue sky in the morning. What happens? These whole fleets of high-altitude military or some other tanker jets come over on strange trajectories, and you can tell that they're doing something, because they're looping around, and they don't, you know, contrails don't go in hooks and curves and things like that, and then within an hour or two, the whole sky's whited out, and we've got this white skies, filthy-looking skies, and we haven't had a decent blue, azure blue, that lasts all day for years. And then sometimes you can smell this salty stuff in the atmosphere, and then, yes, about a few weeks ago, they have what's believed that these strange sort of chemically ice-nucleated cool-downs, and a strange gas was reported off the south coast of Sussex, and people were taken ill with chlorine poisoning and things just being at the seaside, you know, during, I think, one morning. So these things are happening, and I'm aware Rosalind Peterson is very well informed. She's from California, I think, and the programs have been big over there, and that state has been in drought for years. I mean, also, the other very good reporter on this issue was a chap called Dane Wigginton, who runs his own website, Geoengineering Watch. He has a very informative hour-long commercial-free news report, audio news report.
Okay, Patrick, I'd like to interject in here for the listeners. If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and you link on IDH program links, you will see last week a link to Rosalind Peterson's YouTube, which is absolutely wonderful. Okay, hang in there. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thank you. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to the final segment of In Defense of Humanity, and tonight we've been talking about weather warfare against America. We've been focused on that because we brought up, we had a wonderful opportunity to listen to an interview from the John Moore Show, scientist Jim McCanny, and he was talking about these hurricanes. And Patrick from England reminded us, we did a show, Patrick, you probably didn't hear it last week, about geoengineering and weather modification. So that's why I mentioned that that link is up there. I am aware that this is going on beyond just the United States. I do try to focus on the United States because we're looking for potential ways of putting an end to it here in our system. I don't know if you guys found any way to impact what's happening over England.
Aircraft that are doing it, they're not even from UK bases, they're coming in from foreign bases, they're hitting our country at cruising altitude and dumping all this aerosol particulate. One of the things that Dame Wigginton has advised, that's a geoengineering watch, is avoid under all costs using the kooky terms like chemtrails, because the press make fun, and use the official terms, or as official as can be, such as solar radiation management, climate engineering, because if you search it out, those official terms, the moment you put chemtrail in a search engine, you come to the first one, which is the Wikipedia entry, which I think the government watches very, very closely and carefully, and the moment someone tries and edits that document, it's immediately changed back to conspiracy and all that sort of stuff. But the movement is growing. It's quite slow over here. Some people are aware of it, but it's slow, and it's affecting, I think, all NATO countries. I think they've been reported down as far as Australia, New Zealand. Yes. A good proportion of the planet, the Arctic, is being hit with these programs. And someone is spending a fortune on dumping millions of tons of toxic aluminium and other dangerous chemicals into the stratosphere for the stated goal of manipulating or altering the weather. I can't remember the last time.
Some people think it's coming from an off-planet source, and they're doing terraforming. And, you know, I'm not willing to throw that out the window, because it makes no sense for them to do something so devastating to the environment if all they want is population reduction. There are other ways they can do that. So you have to wonder, are some forces trying to terraform this planet?
Yeah, well, it's linked us to, Dame Wigginton thinks it's for the purpose of many overlapping purposes. There's weather derivatives now sold on various sort of commodity-type markets and things. You can buy your guarantee, you can ensure your weather. You can ensure the future of your weather. So, you know, depending upon which side you are of the trade for that sort of thing, there's many potential. In the same reason as Jack Kennedy disappeared, you know, there was many overlapping reasons why they wanted him, for example, out. Not just one. People think it's just the banking, you know, the Federal Reserve, the silver certificates. But there's many reasons. That was one, undoubtedly. So there's many reasons for these things, you know, taking place. Control, modification, chemically nucleated weather cool downs that they do. I mean, there was one in Dakota, wasn't there, a couple of years ago, where all the animals froze to death and stuff. That was
right.
the well-known one.
I haven't listened to, I've listened to some of Dane, and he's got some good stuff. I'm not sure he's aware that the stock, all of the stock market, whether your derivatives, no matter what you're talking about, is manipulated, every last bit of it. So if they're doing this is what they want. In other words, there's still enough suckers, I think, buying into the stock market that they can make money off of things like this. But if we got people to understand that the stock market is all manipulated and they stopped investing in it, maybe things would get better. I don't know.
We don't live where there's free markets and genuine price discovery these days in virtually any market. Everything is manipulated. Basically,
yes.
The rule of thumb, if there's a futures market linked to that market, then you know it's going to be manipulated.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's naked short selling. They've been,
they've been doing this for a long time.
I better go now.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. That was interesting, and I am aware. If you guys figure out a way to stop it over there, would you pass it on to us?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you've got more advanced and up in Canada. There's pressure groups and things. It's a bit slow over here because it's still. If you talk about it, you're a kook, basically.
Yeah.
You know, people just looking down at their phones all the time. They're not looking up in the skies and seeing what's going on. You know, they're looking at their phones everywhere. You know, it's the last thing you look at.
That's
how it is just at the moment.
Yep, that's so true. Thank you so much for calling in, Patrick.
Good night. Have a good day.
Thank you. I have to laugh because he's absolutely right, and it makes me chuckle because we have a dog. He's a little guy, and he just looks at the ground all the time and looks for squirrels and he looks for anything he can find on the ground. And we had my daughter's dog came by. My daughter's dog had discovered squirrels in the trees. So when my daughter's dog came for a visit and he was looking up, that was the first time our little dog started, when he saw the other dog doing it, started looking up. Well, maybe that's what we need to do when we walk around outside is look up. And other people might say, geez, I wonder what they're looking at, you know? I don't know. It worked for the dog. Okay, we have Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, how are you?
Well, I'm better tonight if my Samsung Galaxy X7 is working tonight.
Okay.
Well, I want to compliment you for having James McKinney on J.R. Moore's show. It was also an excellent one to have replayed. James McKinney is obviously a compartmentalized deep stater that was formerly with the government and worked with the Russian government. Very, very high level, kind of like Dr. Wynn Parker on our Republic Broadcasting Network also.
Yes.
And the knowledge base that he brings to the table is unparalleled. It's very, very few people on the planet have the experience, the knowledge of what's going on that he does.
However,
I tried to call in last week to your show when you had Roslyn on, who was also very astute and learned. In fact, Patrick from England was very on top of things, too. I have to applaud our friend over the pond.
Yes.
But I was going to tell you that they have multiple different technologies that they've been using for years and years to control the weather, to exacerbate or incite earthquakes, other seismic activity. They have XB-37s, XB-41, 52. They have no telling how many different iterations. These are ionospheric drones that have the ability to excitate weather systems and, of course, seismic locations with lasers, much like Dr. McKinney was talking about.
Yes.
And There are also geostationary satellites that I've observed myself here, even with the light saturation we have in the Las Vegas area. You could see those very noticeably. They had super high-intensity LED lights that would change colors. You could see them with a pair of field glasses quite easily, and they were pretty observable with the naked eye, except you couldn't differentiate the color changes that were occurring that you could see with binoculars. But
yeah,
this weather manipulation by owning the weather in 2025, the Air Force document, they're way ahead of schedule. They probably had it going back in the 2000s or before, according to Dr. Kent McKinney. I think it was the 1990s when they figured out how to steer hurricanes.
It's true. I mean, the quote military of the United States Corporation, and I keep trying to get people to understand that if you enlist in the military, you're not enlisting to enlisting in an organization that's here to defend and protect the United States. People have to understand that. The United States military has been under control by the banksters for since before World War One, for Pete's sakes, maybe even longer. So you're not serving your country, you're serving the banksters. Maybe we should make that clear, huh, Chris?
You're absolutely correct. I think Eisenhower, on his departing schedule, said beware of the military-industrial complex. I'm sure Kennedy was in the same bandwagon.
And yeah, well,
Otto Skorzeny did.
Well, and she mentioned Schiff. Did you hear that? When I mean, he mentioned Schiff. McKinney did, and Bush.
I kind of wonder
is that the shift of the banking family shift?
Well, there are the shifts in the banking family, but I think he was actually mispronouncing the name. That Otto Skorzeny had revealed he had photos under his bed whenever he was died finally that showed George H.W. Bush in his younger years in a Nazi regalia uniform. And his actual name was Schraff, S-C-H-R-A-F, sometimes with two F's. And, of course, they were connected to the Brown, Harriman, Harrimans and the Kunlow banking gang out of England.
There you go.
So... yeah, he was brought over to Operation Paperclip. In fact, here's an intriguing story that very few people know of. Young Georgi Schraff was brought over to be mentored by Nikola Tesla. Of course, you heard about Skorzeny's involvement in the murder of Tesla and GHW being standing by there. But when he was a young boy, he was brought over to be mentored to provide a pipeline of information back to Hitler's Thule Society, and, of course, the Brill Society, and their advanced weapons programs from Tesla's technology and knowledge. And while he was staying there, I think they also had Alice in Wonderland writer Lewis Carroll was there also, and they had come up with the fact that George Bush was such a precocious and always bothersome with so many questions, being an intel operative, that he became vexatious, and he was the prototypical template that the character Dr. Seuss's wrote on Curious George was derived from.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, it was interesting when they brought up the fact that FEMA is involved in all of these events when the state is trying to cope with this hurricane. Probably the same thing was true in Texas. I know for a fact the same thing was true with Katrina. And when John was reading from Chapter 12, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, Melvin Stamper, and he wrote that book in 2008, brought to the attention of the readers that in 1972, when they created FEMA, they have been since then interjecting federal FEMA employees into our local institutions, our first responders, our police. So while some people still think we have the National Guard that would protect us on the state level, Melvin Stamper explained why that's gone, I'm afraid. Do you agree with that, Chris?
I would have to observe that FEMA is actually an advanced expeditionary takeover force, much like USAID, Aid for International Development, is out of the State Department and other countries. It's a domestic preoccupation force that's being sent throughout. It's really well known that they show up. They very seldom do anything of any substance. Of course, Tom from Utah will tell you they came up and provided all those trailers that had those deathly recirculation of the carbon monoxide systems with their bad air conditioning design of the mechanicals on purpose. And
right.
So we understand that FEMA is, of course, the advanced study, and then you got the TSA, which is the reformed Oberstübering, which is where the SS, the Stasi, the Gestapo from Hitler's plan. And this all came from Prescott Bush. Of course, he was deep intel, maybe even the father of the real, maybe he was a Schraff also, I'm not sure. He was supposedly the Bush's grandfather, who was the founder of the Union Bank of New York. It was a pipeline
well,
to Nazi funds.
Well, I know Stamper referred to FEMA as an occupation force in this country, and I think that's accurate. Unfortunately, people don't realize that until they anticipate some help from FEMA that doesn't come. And FEMA, it looks like, has been around to prevent a local response to help people. Instead, FEMA manages to prevent any help from getting through. We have other callers, though, Chris. Thank you. You had great, great comments, and you always add good information. So I think, is that okay? I think I'm going to take the next caller. We only have a couple minutes left. Okay, I guess Chris is gone. All right, Dave from Delaware, we have a couple minutes left. What do you have to say tonight, Dave?
Regarding the commercial code, in 1986, the United States Supreme Court ruled that Congress, being a legislative branch body, does not have authority to delegate to an executive branch body a constitutionally mandated responsibility. The name of that case is Bowsher, B-O-W-S-H-E-R, versus Synar, S-Y-N-A-R, and it is in volume 478, United States, page 714, and it's a 1986 ruling. Bowsher was head of the GAO, General Accounting Office, at that time, and they were trying to pass the Graham Rudman Hollings Act to cut the spending by 10% across the board, and they wanted to do it to blame the General Accounting Office because they could say, well, we're only the Congress, we're only the legislative branch, we have no control over the executive branch. But Mike Synar was a United States representative. I believe he was from Ohio, but anyway, the case was in volume 478, U.S., page 714. It's a 1986 case, Bowsher, B-O-W-S-H-E-R, versus Synar, S-Y-N-A-R. Anyone who wants additional information, contact escapeharassment.com and send an email to the that website, or you can just send the email directly to me at the notaxman00@gmail.com. The second item is if anyone would like a email about the not the non-chemtrails, the solar radiation management, just send an email to the notaxman00@gmail.com and ask for the email about the solar radiation management, and I will send you that email about it.
Okay, thanks, Dave. We're going to have to call it quits because we're at the end of the program. I did want to reiterate that it doesn't matter what Congress does. We're under the emergency war powers at the moment. The president can overrule or override anything he wants, including the Supreme Court. Again, we're in a permanent state of national emergency, giving the president ultimate authority over everything, the big old federal corporation. And we see evidence of these executive orders. He even manages to have secret executive orders. Isn't that wonderful? But now we're engaged in the war on terror, which the president renews every year to maintain his authority. Please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer. Let's use our consciousness to create the world we know we deserve, and it certainly isn't this insanity. I'll be back next week. Thanks, everybody.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.